expungement. And Julie Mennel assists a lot of people with expungements in Marion County.
I had a man that came to me once, and I don't remember what he'd been convicted of long ago, but his daughter was hit and killed by a semi driver on 37, and he couldn't get his child out of foster care because of it.
Mennel works at the Neighborhood Christian Legal Clinic, which is one of the groups in the state trying to connect more people to this service. Since the Second Chance Law passed in 2013, the number of people seeking expungements has continued to grow. The most recent data available from Mennel's office shows a 150% increase in the petitions they helped file. But there are still barriers, and chief among them, the court fees you have to pay back to be eligible, and the additional fees to even apply.
There's a filing fee of $157 for the entire petition, so that could be representative of one case or 50 million cases.
Okay, 50 million cases is an exaggeration. But many people do have more than one charge on their record. And if the charges happen to be in different counties, then you've got to pay that fee again for every new county.
And there's people who have lots of cases in multiple counties, and they can be paying thousands of dollars for an expungement. And face it, how many people can really afford to do that?
The thousands of dollars can come from filing fees, but can also come from court costs. Those can look like a public defender fee, drug or alcohol-related classes, or probation-related costs, among other things.
There was just about a fee for everything, to be honest.
That's Jade, a college student in Monroe County who was charged with a DUI in 2018. We're using just their middle name for this story because linking their full name back to their DUI may still jeopardize future job opportunities. One of the first things Jade's probation officer walked them through after their conviction was the court fees they owed. It came out to more than $1,000.
Yeah, working a minimum wage and being a full-time student, like, did not leave me a lot of time to actually make money.
After slowly chipping away at it, Jade did pay off their court fees and was granted an early expungement this past February. But not everyone can slowly chip away at those fees. While court fees like Jade's exist to help offset the administrative costs to keep a court up and running, many who work within the system say the financial barriers they impose can also exacerbate the cycle of poverty. Attorney Jessica B. Height sees that up close.
They often borrow money from family members. They use their tax refunds. They forego paying other bills.
B. Height works with Indiana Legal Services Expungement Desk. She says her clients often run a cost-benefit analysis in their heads when it comes to these fees.
This is such an important thing for them. They're going to figure out how to afford it.
On average, in Indiana, court costs come out to about $500 per case. That's according to research from Indiana University's Criminal Justice Department. Michelle Ying is a project coordinator for that study.
$500, you know, may not sound completely overwhelming, but if you look at that as a number of hours worked for someone making $7 an hour, it's a lot of hours.
There are four states that offer automatic expungements after a certain period of time. But for now, expungement help desk services in Indiana do their best to facilitate the process for free and dismiss any barrier causing court fees they can. Indiana Legal Services and the Neighborhood Christian Legal Clinic are in that group, and they continue to see growing interest in expungements into 2021. For WFYI, I'm Priya Mahadevan.